Blog Talk Radio.
He promised me he will deliver.
Good morning, and it is Wednesday, September the 20th, 2023. God bless you, and may he keep you. Today's word of encouragement, contending in him, coming from Philippians chapter 4, verse 11, it reads, I have learned to be content in whatever circumstances I am. Are you contented? Is there a sense of peace and fulfillment in your life that nothing can shake? For most people, the answer would be no. This is because contentment has nothing to do with material things, relationships, or achievements. In fact, making any of those the source of your security usually create problems and turmoil. Instead, only the Lord Jesus can bring about true contentment in a person's life, as can be seen in today's verse by the Apostle Paul. However, what is important to understand is that Paul was not only strengthened when he was struggling, suffering, hungry, or abased. Christ supported and comforted Paul in all states, including when he was full, abounding, safe, and without adversity. This is important because Paul never attributed his well-being to anything other than Jesus. This is why when other things were missing, Paul remained, because Christ never left him. True contentment doesn't rest in having earthly sources of worth and security, but in knowing that you are accepted, loved, and valued, despite what you may or may not have. Therefore, ultimate contentment is rooted in relationship with Jesus Christ and in him alone. And because he never lets you down, you can always have peace. Hallelujah. Thank you for this word. Jesus, you have my peace and contentment. I set my heart on you. I give my all to you today as I always have. All I ask for, my peace and my contentment to be brought back to my home. Lord Jesus, you said in Philippians 4:11, I can do all things through Christ who strengthens me. I believe that and I receive that. Those are words of my encouragement for today. Walk in his faith. Tell someone you care and keep striving to be the best you that you can be. I'm Sister Faye, and God bless you. I have another word of encouragement on Friday. Take care and walk in peace. Amen.